Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looking for a place to make your online wagers? Head to betonline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus today. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbooks experts.
Let's go.
You're about to experience action like you've never heard it before. Action sports, celebrities, badasses, and massive interviews. All coming to you from the Polaris Razor Studio. This is Jim Beaver's Project Action, exclusively on Podcast One.
Welcome to episode number 100 of Project Action. I'm your host, Jim Beaver. Been here with you for 100 episodes now, and we are not stopping. So thank you guys. If you're joining us for the first time, welcome. If you're joining, if you're joining us for the 100th time, welcome back. Today, episode number 100, pulling out a special guest, one of my favorite interviews we did. I can't remember which episode it was. I should know this, but back, it was probably in the top, in the first 50 episodes, we had my good friend Antron Brown. Actually, the first interview I ever did with Antron Brown was here on Project Action. I guess fast forward a few years, we've become very close friends. But I caught up with him again after his big Top Fuel win this past weekend, just talking about, his drag racing career, the sport in general, and just a lot of good times. The guy likes to have a ton of fun. I thought it was proper to bring him back because he's always such a fun interview here for episode number 100 of Project Action. You know, over the past 100 episodes, we have had our fair share of epic guests. I mean, we've had Ken Block, Jason Ellis, Travis Pastrana, Ronnie Renner. Just looking through the list of the who's who, I mean, Hurricane Nita Strauss, we've had Dax Shepard, Naomi Kyle, that one was an amazing interview, Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. You look at the guest list that we've had, and that's not even counting, all kinds of auto racing and action sports. P-Rod, Paul Rodriguez, we've had him on air. Sean Malto, skateboarder, I mean, X Games champs, you name it. Musicians, actors, gosh, we've nailed Hollywood. We've had all kinds of, actors and actresses on air. So it's just been a fun ride. I know we've kind of morphed, and the format has changed a bit. But it's been a ton of fun, looking back over 100 episodes. I just have to thank Podcast One for taking a flyer, bringing me on board, with their network and, allowing me to do this podcast. I've been really successful with the Down and Dirty Radio Show. It's all motorsports pretty much all the time. We do throw in some action sports, a little bit of pop culture, but this has been kind of a departure from that. And I can just interview anybody. I can talk about anything I want, and it's been so much fun. I've had such a good time with it. So thank you guys for helping me out. Once again, always I love fan suggestions. We did a Q&A last week. Amazing numbers so far. You guys really supported that. And I just love to get the feedback from you guys, whether it be guests, questions for the show, whatever it may be. Hit me up at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media, and I will always get back to you. It may take me, just fair warning, it may take me a couple of days. I travel, I do TV, I've got my other shows, media work, but I will eventually get back to you. So please hit me up at JimBeaver15. I accept DMs on all major platforms. It's always good to hear from you guys. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button over there on iTunes to both Project Action, my other show, The Down and Dirty Radio Show. Leave a rating or review. And from day one, I've said it. If you leave a rating or review, you leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review. I'll see that. And give me a week or so. I don't check them daily. But when I do see your, you know, at username and I know that you left a review, I'll go and follow you on social media. That's how you get a follow from me. It's as easy as that. So, yeah, we're going to roll into Antron Brown here shortly. And it's a long interview. I'm going to air it uncut. So, you know, in order to do that, we're going to knock out, you know, some of these amazing partners that have made Project Action happen over the last 100 episodes. And, you know, I definitely got to talk about our good friends at ReadyLift. They're the industry leader in truck and SUV suspension, lift kits for driving enthusiasts who demand more capability with a great look. ReadyLift provides all types of easy-to-install lifting solutions from 2 inches up to 9 inches, including rear block kits and more. Whether you're looking for better performance suspension every day, or you just want better looking truck with a smoother ride, ReadyLift has a solution perfect for you. Only listeners of Jim Beaver's Project Action will receive an exclusive offer for 15% off your entire order by going to ReadyLift.com/Jim Beaver. With all the cheap knockoffs out there, it's important to treat your truck right and go with a quality suspension that will last for years. ReadyLift is a trusted suspension company, and it's road tested and track tested. And it will not sacrifice any drivability. You know me. I know off-road, and I am standing behind ReadyLift. It makes it even easier to get the kit that you deserve. ReadyLift has partnered with a firm to offer 0% interest on purchases over $500 now through August 31st. So 0% on your new ReadyLift kit. Whether you have a Ford, Dodge, Chevy, GMC, Toyota, Nissan, Jeep, or a Subaru, head over to ReadyLift.com/Jim Beaver right now and use the code Beaver15 to receive 15% off your entire order. That's right. Our listeners get an exclusive offer, 15% off your entire order by using Beaver15. Don't just lift it, ReadyLift it. And, you know me, I know off-road, love ReadyLift. Been, you know, running their suspension for years on my trucks. Great to have them as a partner here on Project Action, you know. And another partner that came on board that I'm stoked on is our good friends at Wrangler. You know, everybody has a favorite pair of jeans, the pair that fits perfectly and always looks great. The pair you wear out at night, at home on the couch, at work, wherever, they're the go-to. Do not underestimate their importance. No one knows this better than our friends at Wrangler, the authority on jeans. Using their expertise in comfort and durability and applying it to a new line of modern fitness styles, Wrangler jeans are made for the modern-day adventurers, the go-getters, the people like you and me who like to keep moving. Whether you ride a bike, a bronc, a skateboard, or you're just the type who walks the earth in search of something, these are the jeans for you. Classic and modern styles, a range of fits, and a price that works for you. Vintage re-releases, Wrangler has something for everyone. Don't just forget the iconic patch and our Stitch W, American icons for over 70 years. Visit Wrangler.com and check out their great selection of jeans, shirts, pants, outerwear for men and women. Wrangler, denim for the modern world. Thank you, Wrangler, for your support here. And, you know, somebody that's been with us darn near since day one is our good friends at True Car. And they've got some useful car tips you might not be aware of. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil, it'll clean your interior. Removing excess weight from your car will improve your gas mileage. And you can place your key fob to your chin and increase its range. It's all weird, right? Well, here's another tip you might not know about. True Car also helps people get used cars. That's right. True Car isn't just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, users can see what others paid so they'll know if you're getting a good deal before you buy. They're also likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers nationwide. When you're ready to buy new or used, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. And you know everybody's got a to-do list. Answer email, drop off dry cleaning, go to the grocery store. Here's an idea. Let's add save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And the good thing is you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket just may be the most rewarding thing that you do today. You know, and it's a very exciting time in the gambling betting world, and it's a pleasure to announce that BetOnline is the exclusive partner with Podcast One Sportsnet. These are our go-to guys, the guys we trust for all things betting, lines, odds, wagers, info, you name it. BetOnline.ag has it. Football season is right around the corner, and you're looking for a place to make your online wagers? Well, head to BetOnline.ag. Take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. And use promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% sign-up bonus today. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. All right, and so now that we got these amazing partners out of the way, not out of the way, man, you ought to get in on that. Doesn't matter if it's Wrangler, ReadyLift, man, they will get you dialed in, locked and loaded, just like I'm going to right here on Project Action as we roll right into my interview with Don Schumacher Racing's number 50 winner in Top Fuel, Antron Brown. All right, I'd like to welcome my guest to the line this week, my good friend Antron Brown. How is everything going, AB?
Jim, man, everything's going great, man. It feels good just to get back on them train tracks and getting going in the right direction like we knew we always could. But it's just so awesome after Northwest Nationals for everything just to come to fruition, just to pull out that win. I mean, I'll tell you what, our Macro Tools U.S. Army Toyota Hendrick's Pennzoil team is just – ready to rock, man. We're ready to rock. The countdown's around the corner. Competition is rough and tough, but it feels good that we're hitting our stride at the right time.
Yeah. I got to say, I think you may have just set a record, another record, man. You had, I think, like six sponsor plugs in 3 seconds or something. That's got to be some kind of a record there, buddy. Like, you slid in everybody, and it was just in a handful of seconds, man. I've seen a lot of guys drop some sponsors, but I've never seen one drop that many in that tight of time. I mean, that's tip of the cap to you, man. You're setting records left and right.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. You got to be smooth with it, man, smooth with it. You can't give them the grocery list, but you got to throw them in there because at the end of the day, that's all the people that support you and help you be able to do what you do out there on the racetrack. And they do, you know what I mean? So much kudos to them. It's been a long time I got to say them like that, you know what I mean? Especially yeah. After a win. So it did take us a year to make it happen. But in retrospect, like, you know, we had a brand new team pretty much, you know what I mean? Like yeah. We had most all the same crew guys, but people moved to different positions. Then we worked on some parts and pieces that we had some parts failures in the beginning of the year. Then on top of that, we implemented new clutch disc into our program. And then we got a whole different engine combination that we're running that we evolved to from our teammates from the U.S. Army car. So with that being said, man, we've done a lot in a little amount of time that we've been working on it.
Well, and, you know, and here's a question for you, because I know we caught up, what was it? I was out there at Pomona, but I mean, pretty early on in the year, and, you know, you were pumped on this year and everything else. And, I mean, you know, you knew there was going to be, you know what I mean? Like you said, it was – I don't want to call it a reboot year, but you knew, you know what I mean? It was – you're going to have to get up to speed, and you might have a few struggles. But, I mean, you know, at some point in the year, I mean, you guys – I mean, and you're a positive guy. You're always like – you're looking at – you know, you're a half-glass full kind of guy. You know, but at some point, you look and go, man, we've been derailed for a while here. We got to get back on these tracks. I mean, it's got to happen soon. I mean, you know, was there any point where you guys as a team got down? I mean, you guys are, you know, flying high right now, but at some point, did you guys go, man, what are we doing wrong here?
Well, Jim, for me, like, you know, I actually understand a lot what goes on with the race car, you know, plain and simple. Like, I'm very involved. I look and see what Brad, Mark, and who are two crew chiefs and the rest of the team are doing. And I understand. And for me, I knew it was a matter of time, but I knew the stuff that we implemented because, you know, last year we could have run a couple races in the countdown, but we just missed the opportunity, you know. And we started this year off with our same stuff, but we had to fix all the stuff that was messed up from last year because we were running out of certain things and this and that. And you just don't replenish and it works the same, you know what I mean, especially with clutch disc. So knowing that going in and then guys getting to new positions, you know, they're going to be, you know, it's going to take a little bit to get up to speed, to have the speed, the quickness to make it all happen. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So when we knew all that, like, okay. But then when we had other issues like parts failures and part breakage and things that we had to fix, that we just had some stuff that went bad and wrong, then I was like, oh, man. And then other things started happening. It was like a domino effect. Like once one fell, a whole bunch of them started falling. But I never got frustrated because I saw my guys, and I saw Mark and Brad. We were constantly making changes to improve. It'll be a different story if we were going to do the same status quo and expect things to be different.
Yeah.
But we were making changes. So when all of us all were making changes, I was fine. Because, like, you know what? It's a matter of time. We're going to get it. And every time we made a change, things got a little bit better. Then we changed this. It got a little bit better. Change, and you could just see us just starting to climb out that hole. And I said, all we need is a little of Lady Luck to fall our way,
yeah,
and some good fortune to go our way, and we'll be just fine. And that's what happened. That's what happened. And we should have peeled off a win a long time ago. I dinked one up in Virginia when I red light against Steve-O, and our car would have beat him that round, and we probably would have wanted to win the race after that. So we should have won a race a long time ago, but it feels good that it finally all happened just now.
Yeah, well, and, you know, you've had a lot of wins in your career, but this one, I mean, we didn't even talk about this being number 50. You know, and this is top fuel,
yeah,
number 50. We're not even talking about bikes, right? I mean, we're just talking top
fuel
cars.
No.
But, I mean, that to come with what you guys have gone through this year, I mean, this has got to be ranked up there as one of the sweetest victories of your career.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because for me, in general, this is a new era. And Mark's been with us for a long time. But for Brad to step up to be at the crew chief level with Mark and to get our first win, I mean, Brad was with me when I got my first win back in 2008 in Top Fuel. So the coolest part about Brad and myself is that we both got 50 Top Fuel wins together. And that's something to be said. That's something very, very special. And to actually be able to get to 50, it makes it just incredible just to make it happen, man. Like, just to win one Top Fuel win, but to win 50 is just incredible.
Yeah. I haven't looked, and I should have before we did this, to pull up, like, you know, the, you know, all-time wins list or something like that. But you got to be in some rare company with people that have 50 Top Fuel wins. I mean, that's just 50 wins in anything is tough to come by. You know, but,
yeah,
you know, especially Top Fuel. I mean, you know, these are the baddest dudes in the sport, you know?
Yes, yes. And you just think about, like, names like Joe Amato. You think about, like, Larry Dixon, who's done it. You know what I mean? And Kenny Bernstein, or people of that nature. And then you think about Tony Schumacher, who's the winningest Top Fuel driver, who's in the 80s, like, is in his 80s. You know what I mean? So,
yeah
I mean, when you start hearing those names, you're like, wow, like, you're part of a group now. Like, you're part of this selective group, like, on the all-time win list. That's pretty darn special, for sure.
Yeah. And then Caps gets number 60 the same day you got number 50. I mean, it was a good day for Don Schumacher Racing.
Yeah, man, and that sounds special when you're able to celebrate with a teammate like that. We were in Winner's Circle together. And I could tell you one thing, it was pretty darn cool because you had Caps and Tobe. Tobe was in the Winner's Circle blasting some West Coast rap, like some old school, like Tupac and like Snoop Dogg and NWA's. It cracked me up. I'm like, check this out. And he's up there with his cup that's all blinged out, drinking some wine out of it in the Winner's Circle, and our crew's on the other side of him taking pictures. It's just a good day when you can actually celebrate that with a teammate, especially somebody like Ron, man. We won both of our championships together, man. I remember me and him won a championship together in 2015. We actually celebrated like rock stars, man. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. And hopefully me and him could do that a lot more this year.
Yeah. Well, and I know everybody, and I've got to know quite a few, you know, people in and around Don Schumacher Racing, and not just talking about drivers, just people that work there. And, you know, you guys are, you know, the best in the business, but at the end of the day, you guys are all really close. You have a good time together. And that's what I think is funny. I see some of the videos that, like, you and Caps have done and things like that on social media. It just cracks me up. You're like, you can tell this isn't something that's, like, produced for social media. This is just you guys clowning around, having a good time, being real, you know?
Absolutely. And that's the whole cool. That's what makes it fun. That's what makes it so funny too, is that it's real. You know what I mean? We ain't got to stage it. We ain't got to try to put it on. We ain't got to try to put the happy face on. It's like, generally, like, you know, we really like enjoy time with each other out the racetracks and cutting up, and we all share the same purpose and goal. And that's to race hard and to go after championships. And when you say that, you know, sometimes, you know, racing could beat you down. You have to have an outlet. And our outlet is just like leaning on one another for support, but also cutting up and making light and making fun of things too, as, as the time goes on throughout the year, without a doubt, you know. And me and Caps are definitely good at cracking jokes with one another. Pretty funny.
I want to go back and talk about real quick. I mean, you know, because it's funny. I was actually doing some TV recently at Lucas Oil Studios, and they actually had a couple of Wallys sitting there, pro stock Wallys, and I can't remember who won them in what years, but they had two of them sitting there, and it was kind of cool to hold them, and I'm like, man, these things are, you know, this is just rad to be able to actually hold a Wally. But I want to talk about pro stock bike, man, and going back, because, you know, you made that transition, and, you know, how was that, making the transition from pro stock bike to Top Fuel? I mean, there had to have been a point in your career where, you know, you're making that transition going, man, I'm doing really well on bike, you know, on the bikes, but this may not work out. You know, there's a chance that I could do this Top Fuel thing and it's just not going to work out. And then, you know, I'm out of work, you know. Was there any nerves with you in making that switch? I mean, you know, I know there's things you can take and reaction time and things like that, or, you know, you either got it or you don't, but you know, at some point, like, there had to have been a little bit of nerve set in. And, I mean, you know, you're a positive guy. You're always like, hey, I can do this. You know, you put your mind to it, you know you can do it. But, you know, was there any nerves when you made that transition?
I tell you what, it was, man, because just like you said, you hit it right on, you hit the nail right on the head where, you know, I was putting myself in a realm that I've never been in before. Didn't know if I could really, really do it. I knew I always wanted to do it, but was I going to be like just not good at, cause I'm not happy if I'm just good at something. I want to be elite at it. You know what I mean? And I want to be able to go to that next level. And I was like, man, can I go over here and really make some noise? Can I come over here and compete at the level that all these guys and girls compete at? And when I got into a Top Fuel car, I stepped on the gas and I got to test it real quick. I only went to 100 feet. I was like, man, I think I could do this. I know I could do this, right? And then when I finally made a full lap in a car where I went to like at least 1,000 feet, we were still racing a quarter mile, and I felt all the transitions and how the car accelerates and when it goes one to one, and it was an eye open experience. And when I got done, I'm like, what did I get myself into? Because it was not right. It scared me to death. It's like, at the end of the racetrack, I was checking my draws to make sure everything was all right. You know, make sure I didn't need to change them. But I got over it. And then and the guys, I never forget, Jim, the guys came to the end of the track at the first run. AB, man, you did great, man. How was it? And I was still like, I had this shock look in my face. Like I just jumped off a cliff and I survived. That's what it felt like.
Well, and I haven't been behind the wheel of a drag car, but I can tell you, like, I've been at NHRA events and sat in the stands, been in the media center, and, you know, and I watched on TV for years since I was a kid, right? But, you know, Vegas is last year, Natalie, you know, with Steve Torrance, she goes, Jimmy, you got to come down here. And she goes, stand right here. I'm, like, in the water box. And, you know, you boys unleashed those, and it was like, I was like, wow, like you said, you got to check yourself. And I wasn't behind the wheel. I was just standing there. But I've never felt like I'm crying. My eyes are burning, my chest, my lungs. And it feels like somebody just takes and punches you as hard as they can in the chest. And I'm like, wow. And I'm like, and you guys are doing that behind the wheel. And this is coming from me, a race car driver. I'm like, dude, you guys are on another level, man. I don't think people, even in the stands, can comprehend what actually happens in one of those Top Fuel cars.
Yeah, I know. And that's the funniest part is about, because our sport is the reach out and touch you sport.
Yeah.
It'll jump out, grab you, push you back, knock you down. Well, you got to remember, we're thrusting 12,000 horsepower out the side of those pipes. And when you step on the gas, the crazy part, when I'm in a car, I don't feel what you feel because we all accelerate that. That's behind us. Like feeling the thunder. When I'm sitting in the cockpit of the car, I'm like in the lightning. So you feel all the lightning, all the quickness. But the thunder, the roar, and the stuff that sets the car alarms off 2 miles away, that's all what you feel.
Yeah.
You feel the percussion of it. And I tell you what, Jim, you're absolutely right. And that's what caught me at a young age and got me so hooked on this sport, because the way it just goes out and grabs you and then it just throws you down. And that's what makes our sport so special, brother. And I'm so pumped that you got to come down there and feel it firsthand. I guarantee you, I told you about my experience. You ain't telling me that you had to check your drawers after that, dude.
Yeah, no, that was the same way. I'm just like, whoa, what did I, you know, first I'm like, wow. And then I'm like, it's addicting. I'm like, I got to do this more often. Like, I got to get here. You know, it's just like, I was hooked right away. And, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's hard to put into perspective, but I know you've taken me through what actually happens, you know, behind the wheel. And I think that a while back there was like an in-car of caps, like his hands and his feet. You know, what's happening in his car. And like, I don't know, like to me, there's so much that happens with you guys in 3 to 4 seconds. It's, you know, it's just crazy. I think a lot of people think you guys just step on the gas and you're long for the ride. And I mean, that's part of it, but you guys in that 3 to 4 seconds, you guys are working.
But yeah. And you know what? And I would have believed how much we drive those cars in a straight line until they put an in-car video camera in on it. And when they put an in-car video camera, We turn that wheel more than a NASCAR guy does around a whole lap around a racetrack.
Oh,
that's the
sure.
funny part. In just 3 seconds in 1,000 feet. Because you're going left, right, left, right. And you don't know you're doing it. You're just doing it to the guy at the car down the racetrack
yeah.
to make it go straight. That's the crazy part about it. But it blows your mind on how much stuff that you have to try to control in these cars. And I'll be honest with you. We think we're controlling it. But we really ain't controlling nothing. We're just trying to guide an unguided
yeah.
missile. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, you're just trying to give it a little subtle inputs to keep it pointing straight, right?
Yes, yes. Way different than dirt racing. Dirt
yeah.
racing's a whole different animal. but I tell you what, that dirt racing definitely helped me drive my top fuel car a lot better.
Well, and that's the question. You had a motocross background. I mean, you used to race dirt bikes. You know, obviously we had you at the Mint 400 in the Razor Star car, but I know you got a chance to go up to Dirtfish, you and Torrance, this last week, and we got to talk about it. We got a bunch more drags to talk here in a second, but you kind of segued in there to the dirt. How was that at Dirtfish? And here's something. I mean, you're at the top of your game. You're at the, you know, top level of drag racing, and a lot of guys would say, there's nothing Antron can take from a rally car and apply it to a top fuel car. You know, I mean, was there anything, you know, behind the wheel? I mean, you know, that you can take, I mean, with, you know, cause you guys were in those two wheel drive cars. You're just letting the rear end step out every corner. I mean, was there something you can apply at some point to a drag car?
Well, you know, the thing about it is that it teaches all about control and control and how to manipulate things and make it do what you want it to do without putting a whole bunch of input in it. The coolest part about the rally car, when Steve-O and myself went there, Steve Torrance and myself is who I call Steve-O,
yeah.
we got to go to that Dirtfish rally school. And the coolest part was when we first got there, we were whipping the cars around the corner and just oversteering and countersteering and way over driving the car. Like if we had to drive a whole rally race like that, we'd be worn out. And then by the end of the class, we were hardly turning the wheel. And we were manipulating the car, what we wanted to do, by just lifting, setting the car, and just jabbing the wheel a little bit, and then doing the rest of it with throttle and controlling everything. And it was wild where we had in-car camera when we first started. You see us, like, crossing our hands up going, left, left,
yeah.
right.
Looked like
left,
a school
left,
bus
left,
driver,
right. Oh, yeah. And then by the end of the school, you see us just hold our hands up on the wheel at, like, literally, like, at the 2 and 11 o'clock position. And then you'll see us just go just a little bit left, a little bit right, even though we're like steering the car all the way around a full 90-degree turn and we're still turning sideways, just how we set it up before the turn. I'm like, that's wild. But what it does is it just teaches you how to look forward, which we do in our drag racing a lot. We look forward and how to position it and get the car where you want to get at. And I think that's one thing that Steve and myself both took from rally racing is how to set some up and look ahead and plan for what's ahead of us. And that's what you got to do in a drag strip. You got to look ahead of you to like guide your car to that point. And that's what you're doing. If you're looking right in front of you, you will be behind it all the time
yeah.
and miss all your cues, out the groove, smoking the tires. And it's the same with a rally car. You actually miss the turn.
Yeah, well, that's one thing my dad, you know, when I was learning to drive off-road, and that's before even driving schools and all that became popular, but, you know, this when I was a teenager, but he'd take me out, and, you know, even an off-road car, he's like, hey, you look right off the front bumper of the car, he's like, it's too late, whatever you see, you've already gone over, he's like, you got to be looking down there, you know, a couple hundred yards down the track and see what's coming at you. He's like, so you can react to it. He's like, if you're looking right in front of the car, it's over. You, by the time you see it, it's already behind you, you know?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And that's magnified
absolutely
with what
right.
you guys do.
Yes, and trust me, that's what you got to do with a top fuel car. You got to look that far ahead, because if you look right in front of your car, that car's way in front of you.
Yeah. So let's talk about the countdown here. I mean, I know this is something new that NHRA, you know, brought in a few years back, but, you know, how has this changed things up? I know, you know, you talked to Steve-O and he's got one opinion on it because of last year, but I mean, how has this changed things up and how you kind of approach the season and then towards the end of the season? I mean, because, you know, it is a different approach, especially, you know, with winning a championship and things like that. I mean, it kind of reboots everything, you know, right towards the end of the season. I mean, how has this changed your guys' approach, you know, especially now with this win, you know, going into this countdown and looking forward towards the end of the year?
Well, our team is definitely starting to hit a stride, and I think that we can win and compete with anybody out there right now. So with that being said, it's definitely playing into our favor this year, because we're starting to hit our stride. And the last six races is what determines the championship. And I've always been like Steve-O, because if we didn't have the countdown, I would be a two more time champion than what I am now without the countdown. So that's the crazy part about it, is that I was never a fan of the countdown, because it takes all your year long work and chop it up, and you have to race for a championship in six races. Like, it would have been five if it was 10, in my opinion. But we're used to winning championships, like John Force when he won all of his championships, Tony Schumacher won all of his championships, all those ones in a row. It was because they were the best car from start to finish. It wasn't because they were the best car for six races. You get what I'm saying? Or yeah. Kenny Bernstein or Joel Amato, all those people. It kind of takes that deal out where a playoff's the playoff, you know? So now, with it being said, you have to play to that rule. So right now this year, we're actually was able to use the countdown to our benefit to actually to grow our team and to get into that competitive level to be that good. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's the funny part. We kind of started a year off like the Cleveland Cavaliers did last year. Started off like getting the bearings right. And then when the playoffs hit, they smoked everybody in the Eastern Conference. And of course they didn't do nothing in the playoffs, but we want to do the same thing they did, but have a little different outcome in that final race. Hopefully just have a chance to bring that championship home.
Yeah. So you brought the basketball analogy, and I got to ask you, man. You know, I know you were falling just like everybody else, Mr. LeBron James. You happy with him going to the Lakers, or you wish you would have stayed put in Cleveland?
Man, hey, to whatever he wants to do is his prerogative. And I think that's pretty cool that players now have more say-so where they want to go. And I think he did what he needed to do in Cleveland, I guess. You know what I mean? And I guess he wants to make L.A. great again. And from a business standpoint, you know what he says about his family? Of course it's about his family. He can make his family a lot better by going to L.A.
Yeah.
You put LeBron James in the L.A. market? Come on, man.
Well, the reality TV show, I guarantee, is coming next. You know, he's there with the studios there, and they're in their backyard. I agree. You know, for a retirement play, it was probably the smart decision. You know, he's got a bunch of irons in the fire for his retirement a few years down the road.
Absolutely. And if he plays another four more years, which would take him to be, what, like 37 or something like that, or 38, so be it, man. And he's going to definitely make a statement with his family. And he might even have a couple championships left in him if he gets some help over there in L.A. too. So they got the money, the resources, and they got the fan base. So that was definitely a smart play on his end, I believe.
Well, let's talk a little bit about you, too, because I know, you know, you and I have talked, you know, just some racing business behind the scenes and things like that, you know, and, you know, I know sponsors are a big part of any kind of motorsport. I mean, you've been really fortunate, you know, to surround yourself with some amazing sponsors and things like that. And, you know, right now I'm reading all the time NASCAR TV, and I get the ratings every week. NASCAR ratings are in the toilet. You know, they're losing sponsors left and right. And then you got NHRA, and guys like Antron Brown. And, you know, ratings are up. You know, sponsors are coming in. You know, NHRA, man, you guys are flying high right now at NHRA, you know, and things are continuing to grow and things like that. And a guy like you is who's become one of the faces, you know, of the NHRA. I mean, you know, it seems like, you know, you're doing really well. I mean, you know, how is that for you guys? I mean, with the NHRA, you got to be really happy with where the series is headed, you know, where you're at, you know, personally. And I mean, you know, and on the sponsorship game, obviously they're getting their return, right?
Well, absolutely, because we have so much to offer out there. And I think that's the one thing that hurt NASCAR over all the years, because back in the day, they're living off the growth, like, you know, from the greats that were there, like Earnhardt, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Rusty Wallace and people that, like Darrell Jarrett. I mean, all those people from back in the day, and like Richard Petty, who stayed out the ropes and signed to the last fan left. You get what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Where they used to have an opening where everybody was just happy-go-lucky to be out there, where, you know, sometimes when you grow so big, it hurts you a whole bunch. You know what I mean? Where you forgot about what got you there. You follow what I mean? Kind of take it for granted, where NHRA has always been the motorsports where it always was like the best well-kept secret. But now the secret's getting out and people are seeing it, where every ticket's a pit pass. You're able to go on the midway. Sponsors could put all their interactive areas on the midway. Between rounds, the fans come back out the stands to the midway, like all day long, where they have that interaction where they can actually greet the fans, show them new product or sign them up, get them, like, you know, just get them they're in contact, engage with them throughout the whole race weekend. So I think that's the one thing that NHRA has done well over all the years. And now our TV package is finally catching up with the live experience. You get what I mean? Because when you come live, TV never did it no justice. But now all the people that are, the new people are coming out seeing the races, they're going back and watching the races they can't see. So now our ratings are going up and up and up. So with that being said, that brings more dollars to our race organization. And I can see an NHRA Mellow Yellow getting there. And the coolest part, we're never losing it in that engagement or contact with the fans. And that's the most critical, most potent part about our series growing.
Yeah, you know, and that's one thing, like you said, I've noticed NASCAR, it's like everything's behind, you know, closed doors and walls and drivers aren't accessible. I mean, you know, I've been on site at a couple rounds this year and you're there, you know, and in and out, interacting with the fans every chance you get out of the car, you're doing a signing, you go and have a sandwich, you're back, you know, signing some more, you're always talking, high-fiving, taking pictures. And like, I've been to other motorsports and it's not that way. You know, drivers, it's like if a fan gets a glimpse, it's like, oh, I saw so-and-so, it's a big deal. You know, you guys are there, you know, interacting with them and things like that. And like you said, it builds a fan base, man, and it keeps people coming back from more.
Well, Jim, I'll be completely honest with you. I'll never be driving a top fuel car now if NHRA wasn't like it was. My dad and uncle and all of them took me to the drag racing at an early age. I had to go see national events at the Summer Nationals in Town, New Jersey, and it helped me get close to all the drivers that are out there, and I saw the way they did it. And by me seeing the way they did it, it gave me the hope, like, I can do that. I know how that's done now. That's how you're supposed to do it. You know what I mean? By you getting up close and personal, it gives you that opportunity to say, you know what? I know how to get there. And once you know how to get there, then you put yourself out and around it and you prepare yourself when the opportunity comes, you jump on it. And that's what NHRA does the best out of any professional sport, because it's the accessibility. You're able to get around it and actually see yourself being there also.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I appreciate the time, AB. I know we went a little long on this one, but you and I get to talking, and it's just that's just the way things go. But 50 wins, my friend, in Top Fuel. Congrats on that. Super pumped for you. And, you know, everybody there at Don Schumacher Racing, man, you guys have been so phenomenal to me. And I'm just happy to see you back on top of the box.
Well, I appreciate it, Jim. I appreciate it, man. And now's the rest of the season, man. We've got to get like you. We have to get down and dirty for these last 7 races and make it happen.
I got that, man. You guys are back in the game. I'm excited to see this countdown now. Like you said, it's playing to your favor this year, so you guys are going to make it work for you.
Hey, man, you got, hey, hopefully it gives back as it taketh. They say if something always takes it, it always gives it back. So hopefully this is our give back year.
Yeah, for sure, man. Always fun catching up with Antron Brown. You want to talk about a legend of drag racing, and this guy's still in his prime. Man, no telling what he's going to accomplish. But always fun catching up with AB. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode number 100. And you know, if you enjoyed this show, you're going to love Revenge of the Jock with Martellius Bennett. Join Super Bowl champ Martellius Bennett as he covers a broad spectrum of what it means to be creative, to be an activist, and an overall culture-shaping world changer. He's no one-trick pony. Listen free to his show every week exclusively on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend and leave a rating and review. And in honor of self-improvement, you may also like the Dr. Drew Show, the Jordan Harbinger Show, or The Good Life with Stevie and Cezanne, only on Podcast One. And thank you guys for joining me for episode number 100. We'll be here for another 100 more. I can guarantee it. Always fun catching up with Antron Brown. Make sure and follow me at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. And when you're done following me on social media, make sure and go over to iTunes, subscribe to Project Action, as well as the Down and Dirty Radio Show. And don't forget to leave a rating or review. If you leave a review, leave your Twitter, Instagram, at username in the body of the review, and I will see it, and I will follow you back. Make sure and check out all our partners, Ready Lift, Wrangler Jeans, True Car, Geico. We got some amazing partners here in Project Action. We couldn't do it without them. Thank you guys once again for tuning in, and we will see you guys next week. And it looks like we got Indy 500 champ Alexander Rossi on with me when we return.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning architectural shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big.